Sabbath blessing, and welcome to all the dear family that are joining us in the room, for those that are listening on the phone, on the radio, and later on the recordings. A blessed Sabbath to each and every one of you on this August 20, 2016. This is lesson 192, chapter 41, entitled The Crisis in Galilee. We will be discussing part 3. The opening song to our study today is taken from the book of Jude, chapter 1, verse 24, from the King James Version. Now unto him that is able to keep you, able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory. Now unto him that is able to keep you, able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Jude 24. If any one of the little ones, mommies and daddies, would like to have opening prayer, blah, blah, blah.
If we could all kneel and bow our heads and come humbly before our Godhead. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your precious name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping us safely throughout the whole week, dear Father God. Thank you for blessing us with all that we were blessed with that we may not even recognize, but thank you for keeping us and giving us the strength to endure through all things, dear Father God, I pray. Please be with each and every one of us here. Open up our eyes and our ears and our hearts, dear Father God, that your words of truth may not be planted on deaf ears and hearts, dear Father God, I pray. Please forgive us for all our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings. Please be with the speaker. Continue to give us all an understanding of what is it that we are about to partake of. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to do. In no other name than Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the family that are joining us. The scripture for our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 1, verse 14, from the King James Version, and it reads, And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, we will continue with part 3 of our lesson entitled, The Crisis in Galilee, in our study book, The Sign of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, babula.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. I hope all is well. John 6:27. All that the Father gave me, small, come to me. All that the Father gave me shall come to me, and him that come to me, I will in no wise cast him out. John 6:38, For I came down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. Amen. John 6:39, And this is the Father's will, that which has sent me, that all which he has given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. Amen. John 6:40, And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which send the Son and believe on him may have everlasting life. I will raise him up at the last day. Amen.
John 6:41. The Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. John 6:42. And they said, Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he saith, I come down from heaven? John chapter 6, verse 43. Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, Murmur not amongst yourselves. John chapter 6, verse 44. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day.
John 6:45. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Isaiah 54:13. And all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. And great shall be the peace of thy children.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Today we will cover pages 386 through 387. Any one of the dear family would like to take the first paragraph, bubble up.
Desire Rages, page 386. They have seen Christ by the witness of the Holy Spirit, by the revelation of God to their souls. The living evidence of his power has been before them day after day, yet they ask for still another sign. Had this been given, they would have remained as unbelieving as before. If they were not convinced by what they had seen and heard, it was useless to show them more marvelous work. Unbelief will ever find excuse for doubt and will reason away the most positive proof. Desire Ages 386, paragraph 8. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome, dear family that are just joining us. Question, boys and girls, how many ways had they seen Christ, yet they asked for still another sign? And what would be the result if they were not convinced by what they have seen and heard? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble out.
By the
witness
of the Holy Spirit, by the revelation of God to keep their souls also by living evidences of his power and had been there before them day after day, and it was useless to show them more marvelous works, for unbelief will ever find
excuse
for doubt and will reason away the most.
Desire of Ages, page 386. Again, Christ appealed to those stubborn hearts. He that cometh to me, I will not in no wise cast out. All who receive him in faith, he said, shall have eternal life. No one could be lost. No need for Pharisees and Sadducees to dispute concerning the future life. No longer need men mourn in hopeless grief over their dead. This is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Desire of Ages, page 386, paragraph 4. Amen.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What did Christ state again to appeal to those stubborn hearts? And what is the will of God that sent Jesus? If you know the answers to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, Christ said, Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. All who received him in faith, he said, shall have eternal life. Not one could be lost. and that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day.
Isaiah ages 37, but the leaders of the people were offended, and they said, Is not this Jesus the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he said, I came down from heaven? They tried to arouse prejudice by referring scornfully to the lowly origin of Jesus. They contemptuously alluded to his life as a Galilean laborer and to his family as being poor and lonely. Next slide, please. Isaiah 87, continuing. The claims of this uneducated carpenter, they said, were unworthy of their attention. And on account of his mysterious birth, they insinuated that he was of doubtful parentage, thus presenting the human circumstances of his birth as a blot upon his history. Jesus did not attempt to explain the mystery of his birth. He made no answer to the questionings in regard to his having come down from heaven.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, how did the leaders of the people react and reply to Christ's statements? And why did they try to arouse prejudice by referring scornfully to the lowly origin of Jesus? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble out.
The answer is the leaders of the people were offended, and they said, is not this Jesus the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he said, I came down from heaven? And they contemptuously alluded to his life as a Galilean and lowly birth.
Amen. So let's learn our first scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 8, verse 9.
Made none to the questions concerning his crossing the sea. He did not call attention to the miracles that marked his life. Voluntarily, he had made himself of no reputation and taken upon him the form of a servant. But his words and works revealed his character. All whose heart were open to divine illumination would recognize him in him the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John chapter 1, verse 14. That was Desire of Ages, page 387, paragraph 2. And on the side slide, it said, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. That was from the King James Version. Amen.
The Star of Ages, page 387. The prejudice of the Pharisees lay deeper than their questions would indicate. It had its root in the perversity of their hearts. Every word and act of Jesus aroused antagonism in them, for the spirit which they cherished could find in him no answering chord. That's from paragraph 3. Amen.
Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Why didn't Jesus explain the mystery of his birth or answer any questions about the miracles that marked his life? And how deep had the prejudice of the Pharisees laid than their questions will indicate? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is voluntarily he had made himself of no reputation and taken upon him the form of a servant, but his words and works revealed his character, and it had its roots in the perversity of their hearts, and his words and acts aroused antagonism in them.
Amen. Well done. Let's learn another scripture song together. There once, and this one is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are joining us in the room. We are in Desire of Ages.
Desire of Ages, page 387. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. None will ever come to Christ save those who respond to the drawing of the Father's love. But God is drawing all hearts unto him, and only those who resist his drawing will refuse to come to Christ. Desire of Ages, page 387, paragraph 4.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What is the only way man can be drawn to Christ? And who are the only ones that will refuse the drawing of God unto Christ? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, no man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me, drawn him. None will ever come to Christ save those who respond to the drawing of the Father's love. And those who resist his drawing of God, hearts will refuse to come to Christ.
Amen. Desire of Ages, page 387. In the words, "They shall be all taught of God," Jesus referred to the prophecy of Isaiah. "All thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children." Isaiah chapter 54, verse 13. This scripture, the Jews appropriated to themselves. It was their boast that God was their teacher. But Jesus showed how vain is this claim, for he said, "Every man therefore had heard and had learned of the Father cometh unto me." Continuing on the next slide. Only through Christ could they receive a knowledge of the Father. Amen. Humanity could not endure the vision of his glory. Those who had learned of God had been listening to the voice of his Son, and in Jesus of Nazareth, they would recognize him who through nature and revelation had declared the Father. And then it says on the slide, Jesus saith, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." And that was John chapter 14, verse 6. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What was Jesus referring to in his words, "They shall be all taught of God"? And how did Jesus show that their claims that God was their teacher was vain? If you know the answer to the questions, dear ones, bubble up.
Jesus referred to the prophecy of Isaiah, "All thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children," Isaiah 54, verse 13. And he said, "Verily, every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned from the Father cometh unto me.
Amen. Good job. So let's learn our last scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 2, verse 23 from the King James Version. We have come to the ending of our first section of our study.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time. The mind must be fed with pure food. Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. In other words, God protects them because they trust in him. Proverbs 30, verse 5. There are many who are easily amused with storybooks. The mind is filled with a cheap kind of food for meditation. That is something you think about, so that it becomes powerless to search and comprehend the very things which concern eternal interests. That means you have no interest in heavenly things. The Lord enjoins upon children and youth to search for truth as for hidden treasure, or he commands us to read the Bible like our lives depended on it, because it does, and to be attracted and fascinated by that which unites the human with the divine. You are fascinated with something you are interested in. Mind must be fed with pure food if the heart is pure. Bible is the standard or pattern for the young who would be loyal to the King of Heaven. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. That means we memorize Bible promises. It is impossible for children and youth to possess or have a healthy tone of mind and correct religious principles unless they enjoy the perusal or study of the Word of God. This book contains the most interesting history. It points out the way of salvation through Christ. That means the way to be saved. It is their guide to a higher and better life. Remember once before I told you that when I started reading the Bible years ago, it was boring. The more I read, the more interesting it became. But it's still interesting. The Bible gives the true seeker an advanced mental discipline. That means you think better. And it comes from contemplation of divine things or thinking about heavenly things with his faculties enriched. You have a sharper mind. Self is humbled, while God and his revealed truth are exalted or magnified. When you magnify something, make it bigger and more clear. The Bible contains just that quality of food that the Christian needs. Your food gives strength to the body, and Bible study gives strength to the mind, in order that he may grow strong in spirit and intellect or understanding. Through the Bible, no, through the truth of the Bible, converse is held with patriarchs and prophets. As we study the Bible, we understand what the people of Bible times thought and said. The truth is clothed or spoken in elevated language. In other words, speaking with good words, words you understand, which exert a fascinating or interesting power over the mind. The thought is lifted up from the things of earth and brought to contemplate or think about the glory of the future immortal life. Immortal life means you can never die. Let the thoughts, the aptitude or abilities, the keen exercise of brain power be given to the study of the thoughts of God. Sons and Daughters of God, page 108. Our verse again, every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him.
Amen and praise the Lord. Thank you, Father Jesus, for allowing our dear brother to have no problem with the internet while reading. We have come to the ending of our study. Next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 4 of our study entitled The Crisis in Galilee of our lesson book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to close with prayer, bubble out.
If we go and you bow our heads in our hearts, our Father, we thank you for your spirit to have us as a girl. We thank you for your spirit to make us in this moment. We thank you for your spirit to have you as a girl. We thank you for all for our sins and making your soul cross our spirits. Forgive us if we've done anything wrong your sight, without even knowing. Let us be able to be strong and brave and courageous and obedient. And once more, to all of you, there is life and life. Let us be able to follow this one. Help us, Lord, overcome common things that we may be afraid of. Also, bless us show and reveal the gospel to the present and use friends. And I also pray that you may be able to beautify them and be able to point to men, women, and women. And bless the Lord to always have ourselves close, humble, with both mind and spirit, that we would be able to say more about you, holy and beautiful ourselves to be still, or humble ourselves to us in the sight of God. We pray for those our questions and needs, and for those who we don't know this.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So next week, dear ones, by God's grace, we will be still in chapter 41, entitled The Crisis in Galilee, part 4, and that will be held on August 27, 2016. We would like to thank all the dear family, little ones, and mommies that participated in the reading. We hope and pray all of you was blessed, and we have created activity for the whole family to enjoy and continue the dialogue at home. May the Lord bless each and every one of you, and may you all continue having a blessed and a peaceful Sabbath. God bless everyone.